The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
My friend Liz Seaman is on, and I want to do a quick conversation with Liz about what is going on in the world today. County Councilwoman Liz Seaman. Hello, my friend.
Good morning, Deb. How are you?
I'm good. All right, but before we begin, you got a couple things you have to answer, Liz. What is your favorite hot dog
I'm a Chicago girl, so I'm a Chicago dog. Poppy seed bun, a little mustard, a little relish.
I'm with you. And I love that neon relish. I don't know what they have in it, but it's like my favorite.
It is the best.
All right.
It is the best.
Good, good. So what's going on?
Listen, as it is Thankful Thursday, I'll tell you one of the things I'm very thankful for are all the people in our community who volunteer. I don't know if you know, it's actually National Volunteer Week this week.
Okay.
And, you know, I have a pretty extensive background in the nonprofit world, so I'm pretty intimately familiar with the powerful work that volunteers can do. And so I'm just thankful for all those folks that give their time for their favorite charities at church, at their children's school, doing what they do to make Greenville County a better place.
Very good. Very good. So I... you and I, we saw each other the other day, and I'm like, Liz, call in. Tell me what's going on out there so we can keep our listeners apprised of what's the news.
Yeah, well, so let me just finish my thought on volunteerism. I did want to say, and I know the listeners to Joey's show are super engaged, but if you've never thought about it, another great way to volunteer is on one of the various boards or commissions. Greenville County has them. All the municipalities have them. The legislative delegation actually has some boards that you can serve on. So I encourage folks to go to Greenville County's webpage, which is just greenvillecounty.org, and there's a link to boards and commissions, and you can read all about it. Our next cycle will be in July, so there's plenty of time to kind of do your research and see what's interesting to you and fill out an application and, serve your community that way.
Liz, how long is usually a board appointment? A year, two, three, 20?
It depends on the particular board. Some of them are 1-year terms. Some of them are kind of your typical 3-year appointments.
Okay.
So it just sort of depends. And some of them have term limits. Some of them don't. Some of them have specific requirements. A few of them have like the accommodations tax advisory board has to have some representatives from the hoteliers and the restaurants.
Okay. But
then other boards, you know, are just open to folks who want to give back. So
that's great.
Folks to take a look. Yeah.
You know, Liz, for years you were with Meals on Wheels, and that's a wonderful organization. I know you're volunteer between the church and that. And actually, as an elected official, I'm going to call you a super volunteer. How's that?
Well, I'll tell you, Deb, it definitely gives me a unique perspective. I think about, everything that's happened here in Greenville County over this past year with the pandemic and, the money that the county got for the CARES Act and, really how the nonprofit community stepped up and we were really able to deploy those funds to get to people who really needed it. I mean, folks who went through the United Way, folks who were at, food pantries and things like that for the first time in their lives. I mean, it just, it was a year of disruption, but we're very fortunate here in South Carolina that we never really fully shut down, and we were in a very good place in Greenville, prior to the pandemic in terms of, basically no unemployment and things were going along. So, we hit the pandemic from a position of strength, but very thankful that we, that we were able to deploy those funds and try to keep people whole the best we could as we, now are coming out of it and hopefully the worst is behind us.
Yeah. Wow. So Liz, I came up with a traffic report saying all the road projects that'll be happening out in the county area. How long do you think some of that will, when will it start and how long will it take?
Well, obviously the big factor for road projects is weather. And so hopefully we are now in a place that there's going to be a nice long stretch of good weather where we can do some projects. And, you know, I know it's also frustrating to folks because they never seem to go fast enough. But they are, it is kind of a slow process. And, you know, we've got a pretty sophisticated ranking system throughout the county in terms of what roads we tackle, you know, kind of doing the worst first. And, you know, of course, everyone thinks the road in their particular neighborhood or area is the worst. But, you know, we're trying to get to them as best we can. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, we'll have a nice long stretch of good weather here that the folks can be working, you know, pretty much every day.
Very good. Oh, man, I'm so glad to talk to you. My friend Liz Seaman, a member of Greenville County Council and a all-around amazing volunteer, does a lot in our community. Liz, thank you for joining us this morning.
I appreciate it, Deb. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.